News analyst Daniel Shore says Newt Gingrich's problems and those of President Clinton seem a lot less newsworthy when they're viewed from a global perspective. And he says keeping that perspective is more important than ever.
On the weekend television shows, this was a time for summing up. Some of the famous people who died this year flashed past us. Gene Kelly, Ron Brown, Spiro Agnew. But no foreigners, no François Mitterrand, no Andreas Papandreou, no Joseph Brodsky. The talk shows were similarly inward-centered. Lima, Belgrade, Hebron were all teetering on the edge of something, but relentlessly the panels went over and over these subjects. Speaker Gingrich under a cloud, and will he make it? President Clinton under a cloud, and will he make it? Will they perhaps help each other to make it? And for a change of pace, will Oakland make it from under its ebonic plague? Does America care so little about the outside world? Maybe so. The Associated Press listed the top 10 stories of 1996 as chosen by American editors and broadcast news directors. All 10, from the TWA crash, the presidential election, and down through the big blizzard a year ago, were American stories. The AP also asked editors in 40 foreign countries for their choices. They picked the American election first, then the African migrations, the Bosnian election, and War Crimes Tribunal. Number 9, the Atlanta Olympic bombing, and finally, the Belgian child sex scandal. I don't want to be preachy about this, but there is no doubt that inattention to foreign affairs will leave Americans unprepared to grasp some of the earth-shaking and maybe America-shaking events of 1997. The Arab-Israeli process can easily become unstuck, demanding of the United States a more active role. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright may make more trouble about human rights in China than Secretary Warren Christopher did. Russia's President Boris Yeltsin is almost literally the sick man of Europe, squeezed between crime-fostered tax delinquency and desperate unpaid workers. The controversy over expanding NATO in the face of Russia's strenuous opposition will come to a head with a summit in July. Serbia and Bosnia remain seething cauldrons. It would be great if the rest of the world would stand still while we watch our two most powerful politicians struggling to keep their bearings. The chances are, though, that the world won't wait. This is Daniel Shore.